everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight, Mark D's channel. Says poor Lawrence, post-Walsh, she will experience life from a new perspective. The worst you can wish her is a long, healthy life. Yeah, because, you know, when you make your career as a specialist shutting down other people and writing hit pieces and doxing libs of TikTok, it's not a career that is sustainable long term. First, because you rely on destruction rather than construction. You can't really contribute anything interesting to the world if you're Taylor Lawrence. So you can really just go after people in this kind of mean way. And the problem with this is that you are siding with an empire of thought control. And as long as you fit with their thought control project, as long as you're useful to them, they will use you. But eventually, the cartel turns away from you and finds someone else who can do your job better and who looks better than you. So very sad what's happening with Taylor Lawrence. She cannot even do her hit piece journalism on Instagram anymore because Instagram bans pretty much any political conversation that is meaningful in any way. I mean, you can say, go Joe Biden, go, but that's pretty much what you can say in terms of politics. So she's trying to cover internet culture. What she doesn't understand is that there's a war on the internet, and internet culture is actually just engagement with reality, and it's actual journalism. You know, we get actual instances of people trying to find the truth, and it's independent journalism, but that's not your business, Taylor. You are selling your articles to the mainstream journals who want you to do trouble for this culture. So it's kind of a contradiction in terms for her to identify as, I'm a mainstream journalist covering internet culture. Well, in fact, they don't want internet culture to be covered. And so that's not what they're interested, as long as you're going to present things in a negative light and bash onto internet culture. But you're not truly an objective coverer of internet culture if you only do hit pieces on the people of internet culture. And that's what she's been doing. And now her articles are unavailable on Instagram, 2 strikes in the last few weeks. Mark D's channel says, ticket takers rarely end well. Oh, I don't. What's a ticket taker? Is it someone who serves the big machine? Mark D's channel says, Satan does not care about its servants once they have exhausted their usefulness. A beautiful swan, the symbol of reproduction, I believe. Is it... Isn't it the symbol of reproduction, a swan for human beings? And on top of it, this swan has actually reproduced lots of babies carried on their back, and he's going to do a little move to transfer them to the water gently. Look at this. The swan puts its head fully underwater so that the little babies can all drop toward the water quick, in a kind of soft way. No hurt. Absolutely beautiful. Robert E. Fuller, Wildlife Films. Well, that is some very competent wildlife filming there. Firestarter says, swan embody romance and marriage. Yeah, that was my understanding. Another clip that I hadn't reviewed 2 days ago from Twitter. Oh my God, it's so good to hear these questions from Tucker to the mainstream politicians. This is so amazing.
Who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline?
I mean, I don't know.
I'm not claiming you did it. No. I'm just kidding.
That is so good. He's both kidding and pressing on a tough question that a war hawk politician like Nikki Haley will not want to hear. This is absolutely beautiful. He's going light face, light expression, funny joke. I'm wondering, you know, I'm not saying it's you. But at the same time, holy shit, is that something we don't hear these politicians answer often enough?
No, I don't know. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Do you know who did it?
Seems pretty obvious. It was backed by the Biden administration, I would say. I mean, I think all the evidence suggests that, but I wasn't there. But I mean, that seems like a huge step. This is the largest industrial sabotage in history, sent more carbon in the atmosphere than any act ever. And, like, there's weirdly no curiosity about who did it. And I think that's strange. What do you think?
Well, there's a lot of things that are strange with the Biden administration. This is the first one.
She finds a way to kind of participate to the joking without answering. The fact is, there's a problem. If Nikki Haley was the candidate on the Republican side, she could have blown the Nord Stream pipeline quicker than Biden. So it's all funny and all. She makes it sound like she's in the joke. You're not in the joke. You'd be the one bombing the Nord Stream pipeline if you were president.
I guess what I'm really saying is, if you were running against the Biden administration, to do something like that and shaft our closest allies in the world, which would be Western Europe, and deprive them of the energy.
Look at her poker face. She's not making movements of agreement. She's not conceding to whatever Tucker is saying. She will never say that our greatest ally is Western Europe, because that's not how she sees it. She's totally within the plan and would be up with the plan of weakening Europe. So she agrees with the blowing of the Nord Stream pipeline. She won't even move her head in nodding in acknowledgement to Tucker.
Energy they need to run their manufacturing sector and destroy their economy, which it is in the process of doing. Like,
there was a little blink there, but barely a nod. I don't think it qualifies as a nod.
That's a major sin to have done something like that. You just betrayed our allies and no.
She didn't say, yes, it was a major sin.
No one on the right is accusing the Bidens of what they clearly did, so I don't know why.
She finds a way out, and she really doesn't respond to the question. And we don't get an input on Nikki Haley. Does she understand and does she agree with everything that was just stated? Tucker is so good. It's absolute poetry in terms of journalism. It is really a talent that I didn't expect to be of that level to rise in 2023. CDC used the journal to promote masks despite unreliable and unsupported data. Well, you don't say. Of course, the mask data, if you guys remember, very early in the COVID pandemic, I participated to debates. One of them against Avi, the Dr. Avi, on a friend of Ask Yourself. And I was pointing to the fact that, holy shit, the data on masks is terrible. So, oh, we've done a little community survey on 300 Chinese people here in this particular town. And, oh yeah, if you force them to wear masks at home at all times, there's a slight decrease in transmission of influenza. That was basically all the data there was. The only data that approaches some kind of level of seriousness at the community testing level, like can I tell people to wear masks in a city and change the outcome of a pandemic? The closest that we get to this scientific question was with that single study, which had all sorts of biases and imperfections to it. And on the faith, on this basis, we have made a worldwide change in how we handle pandemics, along with promotion of the kind of Asian-style response to it, which had never really shown to be a realistic way to slow down a pandemic or to stop a pandemic. You know, you have to look at it at the global level. Will you, over the next 3 years, will you change the outcome the statistical outcome of a pandemic with masks? Or are you just delaying, slowing down, increasing the mutational rate of the virus? We have no answers at all to these questions. And now a new analysis of studies in the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's flagship scientific journal found the agency promoted the effectiveness of masks using unreliable data with conclusions unsupported by evidence. Well, no shit. It's what we've done throughout this pandemic. Ashley Sinclair reports that she has a leaked document showing what hospitals and surgeons are willing to do with the sex transitioning of young people, children, teenagers. A whistleblower has come forward since this post. They worked with the man below and described him as a demon surgeon. Below are the testosterone consent forms the whistleblower provided from Dornbecker Gender Clinic. Additional documents show a testosterone dosing schedule for girls as young as 10 years old. The below document admits girls who take testosterone may be infertile permanently, and long-term effects are unknown. Although testosterone is a common treatment for adults with gender dysphoria, using this treatment in young adolescents is a newer development, and the long-term effects are not fully known. Can you significantly consent to this crap at 10 years old? I mean, I don't believe that an adult could truly understand those risks. Like, you have sometimes 20-year-old adults who are incapable of understanding that maybe in 10 years from now you will want babies. Maybe in 10 years from now your outlook on life will have changed. And to be giving these decisions to teenagers without the consent of parents, or even to give parents the power to do anything on this, is absolutely against nature and wrong. This is nothing short of medical experimentation on children while simultaneously having the media prop up hormone replacement therapy and gender affirming care are tried and true. Yeah, and here's one example of someone making the completely false argument that gender transitioning hormones is purely temporary. Are you fucking kidding me? The goal of an hormone is to change the course of life, change the course of development. Nothing is temporary in development.
We all just want to be left alone. So happy about it.
We all just want to be left alone. Well, no, you don't want to be left alone. Someone who would be left alone would not be It would not be the basis of a social movement where you protest, you publicize, you change minds, you do activism. That is not; those are not the signatures of someone who wants to be left alone. I know, because I just want to be left alone. I want to be left alone by people like you. That is all I want from life. And I had to move very, very far from civilization before I would be left alone. Left alone with my audience, left alone with who wants to hear me, left alone with not being censored because I want to establish those links with my audience, but I'm not interested at getting the haters, and I had to move very, very far before I got this. You are at the center of a city, not wanting to be left alone. You want to change the world.
Yeah, I am. I'm much happier about having gone through it. And it saved.
He's much happier having gone through it. Or she, I don't know. It's very hard at this point to know what direction of the transition happened here. Do you understand that if we start prescribing what you have gone through to a million people, it's not going to be this whole million people that is as happy as you. First, you don't look that happy, let me tell you. The way you interact with the interviewer, you don't look that happy. I don't know that we've made a significant gain here. Now, you may feel like you are happy. I personally don't trust you, and I don't think that people have insight on their own quality of life all that much. But one thing for sure, even if you were happy about what you've gone through, that doesn't mean that the treatment on a probabilistic basis will make everyone else happy. There will be people who are sterilized forever and who didn't want this. There will be people who didn't expect the changes and are not happy with it. There will be people who regret. And those are things we need to integrate when we make a medical decision. Not just, oh, well, did this pill work with this guy? But does this pill work generally? Does it get people truly better? And in fact, beyond what these people think and feel, but better in some kind of objective way. Now, we know the percentage of suicide post-transition doesn't seem to be improved at all. I mean, much, if at all. So that's already one objective measure by which we can know that not everyone will maintain this happiness state that you claim to have.
The lives of the kids who actually do go through with the hormone treatment. And you know, they don't actually, what actually happens is they get, what actually ends up happening is when they're that young, usually it'll end up being just hormone blockers, which are completely, completely, completely reversible.
Completely reversible. We have the forms from the hospital. It says that it will be permanent. So it's not completely reversible. This is something I can't believe that the left is trying this one, because it's like, it's pretty obvious that people can become sterile permanently from taking testosterone. So what do they even think they are saying? Do they mean it's reversible in the sense that, oh, you will grow a beard but you can shave it? It's certainly not reversible on its effect on the ovaries, which is what truly matters.
Completely reversible if they decide that's not what they want. But the thing is that actually going through puberty is so traumatic for some of these kids. It made me so detached from my body, and I can't undo that.
So going through puberty, what the fuck is with these teeth? They don't look natural. I'm seeing more and more. Is it possible people are wearing plastic teeth? Because it's like people, I don't know, you look at my teeth, you know, they may not be the most beautiful teeth, but they are actual teeth. Like, I can tap on them, they don't crack. But I think people are wearing a facade of teeth. What the fuck is wrong? Why is there such a trend? Veneers, that's what they would be called. Veneers, like a facade of plastic teeth. So the effects are permanent. Now, as far as the trauma of passing through puberty, actually, even within the gender dysphoric population, not everyone will experience it as trauma. In fact, most people who go through puberty thinking that they are gender dysphoric, puberty will fix it. Puberty they will be uncomfortable for a week or two, for a month or two, and then they will just accept, oh my God, I'm a woman. That's it. I have boobs. Oh my God, I'm a man. I have a dick and balls. And so they are actually, with their early intervention, they are blocking the very mechanism of nature that was meant to set people on a fixed path. That was meant to say, all right, if there's been any doubt about your identity, here's some boobs. You're a woman.
I can't undo that. I can't undo the puberty that my body went through naturally. But you can stop it.
And so here we can see where the discourse leads. I can't undo the puberty effects on my body, therefore I want to help the next generation not go through this traumatic event, i.e. give me your kids. So we started this discussion 1 minute ago, 37 seconds ago, from I just want to be left alone to give me your kids. I know better than you what to do with them. All right, well, the debate begins, but that's what we have in terms of the clip. So overall, the left is a very delusional path. They want to deny the importance of natalism, the importance of reproduction, and they want to an attack on all reproductive functions. And trans is just one of the angles of the attacks. We have to fight back against the disinformation here. Tristan Tate talks about porn. I am a free market capitalist. With this in mind, I will state that these women do nothing wrong. The people buying them imaginary ice cream are retarded. So what? My friends and my sons won't be watching them, but somebody is. The customers are the problem with society, not them. See, that's one problem with the discourse of the Tates in general. It's this eternal play on feminism where it's the fault of the males. It's the fault of the males when, in fact, it's a transaction. Here's a female setting her boobs and ass to males. The two parties are at fault, trying to just put it on the back of males is doing exactly what the feminists want, which is females have zero agency. It's not their fault. They're just doing what they have to do to make cash in the world. The problem of pornography is a bilateral problem. Now, what a beautiful woman, but, you know, she's dressed in the, I don't know, cosplay, is that what it is? Cosplay style, beautiful boobs, beautiful ass, but also dressed as, like, I'm an object, I'm a cartoon character type of style. The other girl, not so beautiful. I don't understand. Why would people want to pay for this girl? I mean, we are in the era of the internet. The girl is in front of a cam. You can pay for this girl or you can pay for this girl. I don't know. Maybe she offers rebates or something like this. But if I had money and if I needed porn, I would go for the white girl here. Mark D's channel says, will not watch girl number two for free. Yeah, exactly. There's no interest at all to me. RFK Jr. has been mischaracterized yesterday, and I didn't do the show because there was such an intense rain. I mean, it was like torrential rain, and the electricity was going on and off and on and off. But I enjoyed the night, partly without electricity, you know, but it was mostly periods of 5 minutes without electricity. Then it was coming back. But doing the show in those conditions would have been too difficult. So I still hung out on Twitter a little bit, and I wrote a community note about this mischaracterization of what RFK Jr. said. So that's how they title at the New York Post. Now, my community note hasn't been accepted. No community note have been accepted yet, but they say we need more ratings. So I guess that perhaps in the next few days we'll know if it gets upvoted enough. But my community note is doing good in the sense that I see a lot of community notes that have went to the not helpful category. Mine is still in the undecided category. So I'm super excited. I would love if my first community note could be accepted. But at the same time, you get your score as a reviewer on community note mostly from the ratings. Your score as a writer does not impact how the algorithm considers your note. So here's the title. That's a pretty extreme title. RFK Jr. says COVID may have been ethnically targeted to spare Jews. I mean, we're in the... Is your note anonymous? Yes, notes are anonymous. We're talking about a conspiracy theory based on this title. This would be a conspiracy theory of the Jews have made COVID, and it's like their Samson option. It was literally to kill all other races, and they've designed COVID to be that way, that it would target other races. But then later in the day, we get the clip, we get the recording that everyone was talking about, and one realizes that it's not really what he's saying. Listen to this.
And we need to talk about bioweapons. The level, I know a lot now about bioweapons because I've been doing a book on it for the past 2.5 years. And you know, the
Firestarter says, did he say Asians too? But Asians don't matter, I guess. That is one of the first elements of deception that the New York Post... Like, if someone says, hey, this disease seems to target Jews and Asians less, and you title, well, the disease spare Jews, you've just forgotten Asians. And it's very important. It matters a lot because you are changing an apparent conspiracy theory attack from, well, maybe it was some kind of bioweapon being played with, to maybe it's a mono-ethnic attack on all other ethnicities. Maybe it's the Jews. You know, that is quite dishonest to begin with. If someone talks about two races and you just select the one that will make the best title, that changes fundamentally what you're accusing RFK of. But let's keep listening, because up to now, he hasn't said anything that would justify this title.
The technology that we now have to develop these microbes, we've put hundreds of millions of dollars into ethnically targeted microbes.
So we have spent millions of dollars into ethnically targeted microbes. We have the documents on this. It's true. We are simply that there is research going on in the world. It's been exposed again and again. We are developing things that could select, all right, I'm going to get on the DNA of this guy. I'm going to scan. If the DNA is this kind, I'm going to release a poison. If the DNA is of another kind, I won't release the poison. That is what we're developing. That's true.
Chinese have done the same thing. In fact,
the Chinese have done the same thing. That's true.
COVID-19, there's an argument that it is ethnically targeted.
COVID-19, there is an argument that it is ethnically targeted. So there is an argument that is not saying, I believe. There is an argument. So he's talking about there are people who believe this.
COVID-19 attacks certain races disproportionately.
COVID-19 attacks certain races disproportionately. That is also true. We've had very early in the pandemic that kind of evidence. Asians probably affected less. There's probably more of a natural immunity against that kind of coronaviruses that was built in with previous pandemics in Asia and pandemics that didn't make it as much within the West.
The races that are most immune to COVID-19 are because of
the races that are most immune to COVID-19.
The structure of the genetic structure, genetic differentials among different races of the receptors of the ACE2 receptor.
Now he claims it's because of genetic differences in the ACE2 receptors. That has been a speculation. I wouldn't say it's necessarily this, but maybe.
COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people.
Now, this is where I guess he misspoke, because he says COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people. Now, I don't think that he wanted to use the word targeted here, because what he's going to say later is, well, I don't know that it's intentional targeting. So I guess that what he was looking for is a word like differentially affects different races and tends to affect more Caucasians and black people. But instead he says it targets. Now, when you do actual journalism work, you have to grant the possibility that someone in a dinner type conversation would not use the perfect word. And so you don't want to hold the use of the word target here. I could be recorded in a conversation in which I say, you know what? Influenza tends to target old people and people with weak immune systems. Would I have expressed a conspiracy theory here? Would I have meant that influenza was intentionally designed and engineered to chop off old people from the population? No. Anyone would grant that, okay, you use the word target. The word target, by its definition, has an inherent intentional component to it, but there are situations where you're going to use the word and not truly mean the intentional framing of it.
The people who are most immune are Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese.
The people who are most immune, Jews and Chinese. So already you have two races here. An honest titling for the New York Post would have been around certain groups in the plural, or Chinese and Jews, but certainly not spare Jews.
But we don't know whether it was deliberately targeted that or not, but there are papers.
Now, there he is, right in the next sentence. This is where it's dishonest. In the next sentence, he says, we don't know if it's deliberately targeted, but it's targeted. So what does he say here? He says, I'm using the word targeted here in a non-intentional way.
Out there that show the racial and ethnic differential and impact to that.
And there you go. He precises his thought. It is a racial differential impact. We don't know if it's intentionally targeted.
We do know that the Chinese are spending hundreds of millions of dollars developing ethnic bioweapons.
We do know that they were spending money developing bioweapons, but we don't know whether it is intentionally targeted in the case of COVID. So what I said on Twitter about this is that's not what he said, because Made Us Touch made actually a worse tweet than the New York Post title. They said, absolutely disgusting and insane. The New York Post obtained video from a recent RFK Jr. event where he suggested COVID is a Chinese bioweapon ethnically targeted to attack Caucasians and black people and to spare Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people. He then falsely claimed the U.S. has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on labs in Ukraine to develop similar bioweapons that target people by their race. This is a misrepresentation of what actually happened in the conversation, just like this title is. RFK Jr. says COVID may have been ethnically targeted to spare Jews. He said there was people arguing this. I said that's not what he said. He made a series of independently true statements reflecting on the links between them. One, COVID affected people differentially by race. Two, there are bioweapons that are developed to have this property. Three, we do not know, but there are people out there who argue COVID could have stemmed from bioweapons development. This needs a community note, and I've written one. Now, that being said, despite the misrepresentation, I will say very based of him to engage in these edgy, tough subjects. Very based, I appreciate. But here we have the problem of the intelligent candidate. And this is always a problem in politics. You always have this candidate that ends up charming the Sam Harris, the Brett Weinsteins of this world. Oh my God, we have kind of a rationalist candidate here. The problem is that this world is way too tough for intelligence. The world of politics doesn't have place for intelligence. There will never be a candidate who's not playing the political game dirty. There will never be a successful candidate of the style of RFK Jr., too much against the machine, too much willing to engage honestly. And when you're honest in this world, in this society, you will get misrepresented, attacked, and smeared. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, feel free to use Entropy or Cointree. The links are in the description below. Tucker Carlson had a beautiful speech saying, "No one is punished for lying. People are only punished for telling the truth."
No one is punished for lying. People are only punished for telling the truth. You could literally wake up tomorrow, move to the Bahamas, start a fake cryptocurrency, defraud a million...
I don't think it's from the recent conference. I think it's more an old clip, but it's beautiful to hear.
Investors around the world of billions of dollars. I'm just saying you could do... And I'm not recommending it.
Beautiful speech. I think Tucker... It would be so amazing if Tucker wanted to be president of the U.S. at some point. Taylor Lawrence, the woman who has achieved the celebrity by doxing libs of TikTok and writing hit pieces on various people, including libs of TikTok and going after Elon's Twitter, finds herself isolated in the world of Instagram and Threads. And unfortunately, she finds out that censorship can also work against her, not just along with her. She was complaining, second community guidelines violation in less than a week. How are we supposed to discuss or talk about news stories in the media when IG censors it? Other people posted this exact screenshot and got no violation. This is so ridiculous, and I'm in danger of losing my Instagram account now. Your post has been removed. She was tweeting or she was posting a picture, an article that had pictures of Hunter Biden's latest video, nude, riding with hookers at 4K per night. She was highlighted for a community guidelines violation, graphic violence, hate speech, harassment and bullying, nudity and sexual activity. Yeah, if you don't have free speech, you worked to be on these platforms. You worked to crash Elon Musk's Twitter. You worked along with the old administration of Twitter to foment your celebrity along the lines of doxing libs of TikTok and eventually getting libs of TikTok banned temporarily, who eventually got her account back from Elon. So you have worked for this, and now you get what you fucking deserve, Taylor Lawrence. Censorship is nothing else than a cartel, and the cartel will use you. And eventually they'll get better than you, and your whole personality built around covering internet culture will not succeed. B- because internet culture is about the truth, and you're not about the truth. You're about creating an asymmetry of power in the media. You want to go after independent thinkers and personalities on the internet, shut them down so that your bosses can dominate the public space by buying it out the way they were doing it back in the days where it was for sale, back in the days where Elon Musk wasn't in control of Twitter. Look at what she had written just 2 days ago. Far-right Twitter influencers, first on Elon Musk's monetization scheme. The platform is paying high-profile creators, including Andrew Tate, thousands of dollars for posting to the app. We all knew that this kind of hit piece was coming, which is why I said to Elon Musk, why don't you pay everyone? Why don't you monetize me? Because no matter who you can monetize at the center left, you're going to get someone ready to call these people far right. Andrew Tate is not far right. Andrew Tate cannot even engage on the Jewish question. Like he sent his brother to do it alone on stream. So that is not far right to me. And yes, Firestarter says the Tates are far right. They sell porn. That's a totally different type of far right. Wow, Elon Musk wasn't kidding. Content monetization is real. Tweeted an anonymous account called End Wokeness with 1.4 million followers, accompanied by a screenshot showing earnings of over $10,400. So far, the influencers who have publicly revealed that they are part of the program are prominent figures on the right. Andrew Tate, for example, who was recently released from jail on rape and human trafficking charges. Like, this should ring a bell. Does being accused of rape now make you far right? Like, she wants to justify her labeling of Andrew Tate as right-wing. And it's like, oh yeah, well, he was released from jail on rape and human trafficking charges. Wait a minute. I've never heard the idea that people on the right are human traffickers and rapists. Where does that come from? Posted that he had been paid over $20,000 by Twitter. Well, I'm super happy about this Elon Musk program. It is absolutely wonderful. It reminds me of the early YouTube days where creators were really pushed into super creativity because they wanted the views, because the views were associated with so much money. It was unbelievable. Like, you could become a millionaire if you were capable of memeing on YouTube. I'm super excited about Twitter doing this, but I'm not excited about the fact that I've not been monetized. What's happening, Elon? My application says submitted. It's in the queue. You will be reviewing it. Is it possible that you're being slowed down by your Canadian team? You know, sometimes Elon will say, all right, you guys follow my order in the US, and then I'm going to delegate the Canadian reviews to these Canadian people working for Twitter. Don't let that happen, Elon. Centralize the monetization process and give it to everyone. I don't want to be reviewed by a Canadian Twitter reviewer. He's just going to slow down the possibility of you and I making big business. Make it happen, Elon! Go away, says JF. Will this monetization scheme cause problems for Tucker Carlson and his contract with Fox? I mean, yes. But at the same time, he can opt out of it. He doesn't have to opt in. You know, you do have to apply for it. So I don't know if Tucker will decide to apply. And secondly, Tucker is already in legal jeopardy given this whole interaction with Fox. So no matter whether he gets monetized or not, there's going to be a legal case around it. People were sharing on the Discord. Amy Winehouse. It's good to remember Amy Winehouse. I didn't know she was Jewish. People were looking up her Wikipedia. She comes from Jewish families. Now, when I look at her physiognomy, I'm like, well, yeah, it's pretty obvious. I should have known. But I just never asked myself the question. But she was bringing a singing of a different kind. In the years of pop music, she was bringing something that, you know, I heard her music before seeing her. And I was sure it was some kind of fat black singer that was singing this. And no, it was a thin Jewish woman, as it turned out.
Well, sometimes I go out buzzing and I look across the water. And I think of all the things what you're doing. And in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender head.
Very interesting. Very interesting style of singing. But it's not like I listen to this every day. Yeah, she does seem like a degenerate. Firestarter says she's black voicing, Jeff. Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, I don't know if you could do this today. I'm kind of stunned that she wasn't accused of cultural appropriation, because that is what she's doing. I mean, her album is called Back to Black. She is imitating the old black singers on the plantation. I mean, she's hitting straight at the heart of slavery and. Just take it, you know, it's like, okay, you picked my cotton slave. Now I'm going to steal your music style. It's kind of based when you think about it. Tower of Bones says she had borderline personality disorder. Yeah, and that is a terrible disorder. It's fucking painful to live with someone like this, but they sometimes will end up committing suicide. Their life is so unsustainable. They burn everything. They destroy everything around them. Now, this one I didn't expect. So the mainstream media has learned that Bronze Age pervert was Jewish thanks to, you know, the relentless work of Keith Woods at promoting this idea and at researching it properly, and many other people on Twitter. We've reviewed their threads before. And now the mainstream media has decided, what do we do with this fact? Bronze Age pervert is Jewish. Well, let's write a puff piece about him. So now we have a mainstream media, Politico.com. Well, it's even a far left kind of political outlet. And they write a piece that is extremely positive around Bronze Age pervert. A Bronze Age pervert built an online following and injected anti-democracy pro-man ideas into the GOP. A modern story of shitposting, self-publishing, and how an anonymous persona can help your ideas take off and take root at the highest levels. She tells the story of Costin Alamariu disappearing from the internet in 2018, but someone else rising, a mysterious Bronze Age pervert. And the whole idea being, well, it's Costin Alamariu who's working under a pseudonym. And the point of our article is to direct people away. It's like, in a world of Nick Fuentes, Bronze Age pervert is a good alternative. In this environment where young men could just as easily go down the path of full incel nihilism are overt Nick Fuentes-style white supremacy, Bronze Age pervert's message of empowerment could actually offer a more salutary alternative. Indeed, Fuentes in particular seems to have recognized BAP as a threat and has invaded against him to his followers known as Groypers, accusing BAP of being a Jewish establishment plant. And so you can kind of climb a ladder of BAP to Jordan Peterson, who really mystifies the world though, through like weird Jungian archetypes connected to waking up early and making your bed into the Ben Shapiro's of the world, the former classmate said. And all of a sudden, you go from being a nihilistic, onanistic teenage boy with no hope in the world to just kind of a normie conservative Republican, this person said. Mark D's channel says, Jeff, I think they are in the bargaining phase. Well, it's fascinating to me that we get the plants, basically, the people who were put in places where they don't belong. And I consider that Bronze Age pervert does not belong. He is a comedian imitator who is imitating a kind of Eastern accent for clout, for comedy. He's really one of these Jews who make up a completely fake personality that is ethnic in nature, and they're not even of that ethnicity. And they embody this fake ethnicity for the purpose of public entertainment. To me, Bronze Age pervert does not belong even as a right-winger or as a masculinist or as any sort of intellectual. I've read the bouts of his books. It is painful. It is like absolute nonsense. Nonsense crap. DK Shadow says, yep, another Borat. Exactly. This is where you realize Borat isn't a single instance. It's not like this particular comedian just happened to enjoy doing this and worked on this. It's an ethnic thing. Borat is what Jews come to at some point in their life. They have in their cognition this representation of there's all these ethnicities around me. I would like to be one of them. I would like to specialize in being hosted by one of them. And so I will absorb everything of them. I will absorb every aspect of their personality with the hope of blending in. And it just turns out that Bronze Age pervert has absorbed the kind of right-wing Eastern European white type of persona on the internet in a kind of right-wing environment. I don't see him as a legitimate right-wing thinker. Tate is the natural consequence of the right refusing to say difficult things and address the issues of a politically and culturally unfashionable group. When good people won't speak the truth, bad people fill the void and they gain an audience doing it. If you offer young men nothing, you can't be surprised when they admire someone like Tate. The solution isn't lecturing a demographic for which you do nothing and telling them to reject Tate. Tate should be an obviously bad person, but that isn't obvious to a whole generation. Probably important to think about why. Well, why? Because there is so much hate going against males in our society that it's you don't have to be very much pro-male to give a sense of relief from the ongoing hatred against males by the left. By the left, which controls everything in our society. There was a boxer, I won't show the video, but a boxer female. She was at an event of Instagram models boxing each other, you know, female OnlyFans and Instagram people going into these influencer fights. And at the end of her boxing match, she won and she exposed her boobs. And at first I said, even when they win at combat sports, the glory isn't enough. They have to find a way to gather even more visual attention to themselves. Now, when I wrote this, I was just waking up and I didn't have time to research what was this particular boxing match. So eventually, when I was more woken up, I said, okay, now that I'm fully awakened, I realize there may have been a based political message here. Perhaps she was displaying her boobs as a sign of biological female domination in her category, a stamp of true biological femaleness, if so, based. Now, even that, I wasn't fully awoken. So even that was not the correct take. The correct take is it's a bunch of OnlyFans models that were fighting. So she's just promoting her boobs. Because the whole goal of a female OnlyFans person to go boxing is to promote her boobs, because that's what people want to buy. So she was just promoting her boobs, and here I was overthinking it. You know, maybe it's a message to the trans. Maybe she's a super based Christian ranch operator. And she just wants to say to the trans, you're never coming to my category. Look at these boobs. Here is something you can't understand. But no, she was just an OnlyFans model promoting her boobs, because that's what OnlyFans has to sell. Firestarter says she's very muscular for an e-girl. I don't know. I don't know what are the standards. And the promoter of this boxing match, he says, we live in a fucking mental world. He doesn't like it. He said, that is breaking everything we've made across the years to de-objectify women, you know, and make the case that female boxing is a thing and that selling the sport itself is enough. Showing your boobs at the end kind of ruins all of the work that we've done for the advancement of woman boxing. It's like, yeah, bro, you'll never construct something with women that doesn't boil down to their boobs. I'm sorry. It is a human fundamental that you're trying to attack here. Elon Musk says there is a crazy amount of control that passive / index fund managers have over publicly traded companies. Yeah, people like BlackRock, Elon Musk is very much aware of the big problem that companies aren't led by people who even embody the true interest of the business. They are taken in control by managers that are abstract entities. They're getting their money automatically from people contributing to their retirement funds. And so a lot of that money is not true entrepreneurship selection of talent. A lot of that money is kind of passively flowing into a bunch of people who can sit all day long around tables and start thinking, how do we make our thing more leftist? How do we make our corporations more ESG? How do we make sure that we never get accused of not having females on our boards? So that is where it comes from. It's passive money is one of the greatest ills in the world, because the entire system of capitalism, it relies on a kind of entrepreneurship drive that is innovative, creative, that is based around a single individual or two individuals at most. Companies don't work well in any other context, and certainly not in a context where money flows are directed by half of them by the Fed, half of them by the retirement management companies. You end up with a world where the mechanisms of selection of capitalism are not capitalized on at all. You end up in a world that's indistinguishable from communism. YouTube could be testing a three strikes policy for ad blocking. YouTube has now confirmed that this test is taking place. So, you know, people who are operating ad blockers on their Google Chrome or other browsers, now YouTube will detect those, and it will eventually, if it detects it three times, you're going to get banned from YouTube. Holy shit, that will be painful. I mean, YouTube has, across the years, has gone from a very pleasant platform to a platform that is just overly exploiting ads and asking you to subscribe on this monthly premium fee. It's like, it was fun when it was free. It was fun when there was no censorship, but it's done. I'm done with YouTube. Kharkiv under Russian missile attack right now. That was earlier today. I don't know the extent of the attack, but there seems to be attacks onto Kharkiv. Kharkiv had been left alone for quite a while. The Russians have been withdrawing from it, but it's possible that there will be another push toward it as we go toward the winter. Washington Post, Jennifer Rubin self-immolates with false MAGA migration propaganda. This is unbelievable because I covered this like, what was it? 4 days ago, maybe 5 days ago? There was a fake article that had made the error of mixed up the numbers between those people who are exiting Florida and those people who are entering Florida. The paper had wrongly concluded that, oh my God, there is an exodus out of Florida. But the stats were inverted. The exodus was out of New York toward Florida. Now, I covered this error the day it happened. It was a couple of days ago. I had time to take a break yesterday. And this fucking clown, Jennifer Rubin, publishes an article on July 14th. Repeating the error of the initial article. Florida might pay for MAGA cruelty and know-nothingism. An article of opinion based entirely on a lie, on a statistical lie, and a statistical lie that had been debunked as it was expressed on social media. How could you not know this? Everyone knows that there's no exodus from Florida. There's an exodus to Florida. It's been like this for years. Any statistics to the contrary, you should be doubtful and double check. She didn't double check, and she ends up with a retracted article here because she trusted the Business Insider source. DK Shadow says, "Where's the misinformation label?" Yeah, NewsGuard, Tim Pool. Tim Pool, do you have a red check beside Jennifer Rubin on your NewsGuard? Because he likes to brag that he's using NewsGuard as a company. Will they give a red check to Jennifer Rubin for having pushed false propaganda? Cosmic Nut says Florida house insurance is fucked. Yeah, I wouldn't move to Florida, let me tell you, because I'm not convinced that Florida long-term will be a right-wing place for white people. And when you look at the degenerate states of cities there, you realize it's just like California. They just happen to have a political structure that has allowed Republican areas to keep power. But it's a matter of time. I mean, look at their fucking ugly populations in cities. It's going to turn just like any other leftist place. So I'm more of a specialist to exploit nature, forest, and cold. And anyway, Florida is way too hot for this kind of strategy. I'm a man who moves away toward the cold, toward the forest. Because that's where the downtown populations will never move. They will never want to live beside me. People who want to live beside me turn out to be white farmers, that kind of people who want extended lands and they want to cater to their own needs by raising chicken, cows, vegetables, gardening, that kind of stuff. Reduce population. Kamala Harris verbal slip up corrected by the White House. When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water. Kind of based as a statement. It's true. If we reduce population, we're going to get better air for the, whatever population remains after.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
There you go. The plan of the globalist has slipped from the mouth of Kamala. Callum Oxworth says the great the great Kamala Cull is coming. She's gonna shave world population. Like, it's all going to be clean after Kamala has passed. Internet tough guy Ron Perlman makes veiled threats to a studio executive from his gated mansion is in Los Angeles. This guy is just deranged. I mean, he must have some problem with his cranium or something that has led him to be a hyper-aggressive boomer.
Before I get off this, the motherfucker who said we're going to keep this thing going.
It doesn't sound natural when it comes from you. My motherfucker sounds more genuine, more from the streets than this guy's.
So people start losing their houses and their apartments. Listen to me, motherfucker.
Oh, no. That is not a proper motherfucker. It is way too high class, way too upscale. Have you heard this? Have you heard this, motherfucker? It's like upscale academic motherfucker.
Listen to me, motherfucker. There's a lot of ways to lose your house. Some of it is financial. Some of it is karma. And some of it is just figuring out who the fuck said that. And we know who said that. And where he fucking lives. There's a lot of ways to lose your house.
How is this guy not getting banned? It's like, I would do 1% of the kind of threat he does here. I would be totally banned. I cannot allow myself this kind of stuff. He is suggesting that the leftist crowds who are somehow in solidarity with the Hollywood people would go to burn the house of someone, of another Hollywood person, but an executive, an evil capitalist of the Hollywood world.
You wish that on people. You wish that families starve while you're making $27 fucking million a year for creating nothing. Be careful, motherfucker. Be really careful. Because that's the kind of shit.
That is, those are threats. And it should be handled by wherever the platform. Is he on Threads now? Is that because he had promised that he was leaving Twitter? Was that on Threads? He should be banned from Threads. U.S. debasing itself in sending Ukraine cluster bombs out of desperation, Musk points out. That's an excellent analysis. I fully agree with Musk here. I want the best outcome for the people. Russia has at least 4 times the artillery of Ukraine and 10 times the ammunition. We have run out of normal ammunition to send Ukraine, so now send them cluster bombs in desperation, debasing ourselves with no change to the outcome. Absolutely proper analysis. We're sending ammunitions, like, we're sending something else just to say that we tried something else. We're sending something else because perhaps we're short of low-cost materials that we've been giving away. And you are making a fundamental move toward a bomb that can be argued to be cruel and kind of destructive humanly. And all of this for nothing, because it's not the cluster bombs that will change the dynamics of this war. So as Elon points out, you're just going to increase human suffering. You're not going to win the war. It's absolutely ridiculous. But that is true of every single dollar we've sent Elon. What I want you to understand is that your thinking here around the cluster bombs is correct, but it should be applied to much more than the cluster bomb. Every dollar we've sent contributed to more suffering and no change of the outcome. That is the definition of money wasted. It is worse than money wasted. It's money invested toward evil. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had committed an embarrassing bow during Beijing visit. So apparently, Janet Yellen shouldn't have bowed to the... So this was earlier in July. She shouldn't have done this bowing move because it is diplomatically interpreted as, I am your dog. I am submitted to your interest. And actually, the Chinese love it because they can show, look, I have the Fed person, the Treasury Secretary person is totally under my domination. And people point wrong Asian, Japanese tradition. So apparently if you do that toward the Chinese, it is truly a sign of political submission and of being truly a slave, basically, of them. Just in case we needed that to be more interesting, the reason she committed this diplomatic faux pas may have been she was on magic mushrooms. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen dined on psychedelic mushrooms in China, which would explain why she was unable to perform the regular things, because for days, they say, after eating four portions of Yan Shu King, a type of wild mushrooms, when she dropped to a casual Beijing restaurant soon after she arrived there, Chinese state media reported in an effusive story that took care to praise the secretary's chopstick skills. Apparently, she was getting those mushrooms like a pro. Like she's used to doing this and she's good with the chopsticks and all. And one of the people around said that it lasted days of hallucinations. Days of hallucination and psychedelic effects. So that's perhaps why she ended up bowing, because 2 days after this meal, less than 2 days after this meal, she was bowing to the Beijing guys. Unbelievable. U.S. Virgin Islands demands $190 million from J.P. Morgan over Jeffrey Epstein relationship. Yeah, the U.S. Virgin Islands, they're just trying, because everyone wants to drain a little bit from this whole Jeffrey Epstein story. And I remember when Jeffrey Epstein sent me his check, I remember it was coming from the U.S. Virgin Islands. And I was like, what the fuck is this? U.S. Virgin Islands. Back then, I Googled it on a Google map, but I don't remember. Is it in the Pacific? Is that what it is? Anyways, I was like, wow, this guy kind of lives on a U.S. Virgin Islands, sends me money. Cool. Dangerous rhetoric. Hunter Biden lawyers tell Trump cease and desist social media attacks. They have written a letter that says that Trump's attacks on social media are fomenting physical and violent actions in the supporters of Trump toward Hunter Biden. Well, look, this is America. You have the right to be criticizing someone on social media and you're not responsible if that person then gets attacked by someone else who you haven't encouraged to violence. And finally, as a last news item, breaking, Putin temporarily nationalizes assets of foreign companies. So that's a little bit what the Western governments have done to a lot of the Russian stuff. They've taken ownership of it. It's like, oh, it's not yours anymore. This bank account is not yours anymore. This boat is not yours anymore. So Russia here doesn't give a shit. They do the same on their side. This had been announced months ago, so I don't know why this guy calls it breaking. Maybe there's a further move in that direction. But that has been the plan for months. Putin basically is taking back the McDonald's, the Google servers, the whatever he can take back, and tries to restore them in states of functioning. Because you have these big corporations, they have just abandoned everything in Russia. So you have McDonald's employees who are Russian, you have McDonald's manager who are Russians, and yet the McDonald's has been abandoned by the higher-ups. So the job of Putin here is to take all of this and restore it to functionality, and that's what he's been doing. In fact, it's been a long time ago that he's taken over the fast foods, the McDonald's, because they wouldn't operate themselves on their own. And all they needed is leadership, because the leadership just disappeared overnight. Because any executive from the Western world had to flee Russia, because they are subject to potential capture, potential accusations in the court. Since Russia is going rough on any American citizen, it's not the way they did with Brittany Griner. You know, they're super happy to catch them and give them extensive punishment so they can use them as pawns to negotiate. So I'm fine with this strategy by Putin. Dino Legovich says, Mech Dostoevsky is open for business. Yeah, I don't know if that's the real name, but they did rename McDonald's to something local, and they operate a kind of McDonald's-like Russian restaurant. But I don't know if they've called it Mech Dostoevsky. That is kind of funny, but I don't know. It could be true. It could be the real name they gave it. That is it for tonight, Buzz. Thank you for being with me, and I will see you all tomorrow. Much love, and don't forget to support the show on Subscribestar, Patreon, and Backed By. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah, and before I go, we should set up the Patreon hangout for this week. I remember Fadam told me any day. Okay. So any day of the week, how about we do Wednesday? Wednesday the 19th, I will be doing the Patreon hangout. Patreon, Subscribestar hangout at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So join the $20 level if you'd like to be part of the conversation. It will be this Wednesday. I've put it on the calendar. Bye-bye, everyone.